Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. And I'm so glad that you are starting your day in a positive way. And of course, I always start my show with something uplifting. Think it out, talk it out, walk it out, work it out, hand it out, because sharing good things is what life is all about. And of course, if we are not friends on Facebook, please reach out to me on there. You find out all the great things that we're doing. We're starting your day every day with a positive thought. Also, you can be streaming right now here on KVTA.com. I want to make sure. And also download our podcast anywhere podcasts are. And that is The Kim Pagano Show. I am so excited. We've got a huge lineup today, and we're actually going to just move right on in. And you know, I'm all about dressing for success, and that really covers my first guest, Lauren Messiah. She is a revolutionizing the way people dress through comprehensive approach to elevating one's life. Love that. Dress for success, and also at the same time, having your own signature style. And I love that. Everybody knows me for my hot pink. And so Lauren, welcome and thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about who you are and how you got started.
Absolutely. So I'm a personal stylist. I'm here in Los Angeles. And I actually got my start doing celebrity styling, but found that it wasn't super fulfilling for me. I actually found a lot more joy dressing everyday women. So I would style, you know, female executives in Hollywood, mothers, entrepreneurs, and I loved how changing the way that they dress using my approach specifically would help them excel in life. So it was less about the outfit and more about what the outfit could do for them. They'd get promotions, their confidence would increase, their lives would change. So that's what I'm all about.
Transforming. I love it. And that's style. Really like your new book, right? Style therapy. You know, I don't know if you already looked me up or what, but I've been a hair therapist forever. And I realized the same kind of thing, that when I did somebody's hair, they felt better. It was almost like a flower opening up. And so kind of the same thing, your style therapy, 30 days to your signature style. Is there something that everybody has in common, or is it something like individually, each person, you kind of have that gift that you can just go, oh my God, I want to see you in this?
It's, well, so, you know, with the book, you know, I started my career working one-on-one, and that's where I would really look at someone and see, like, okay, you obviously can't see how awesome you are. Let me, you know, hook you up in X, Y, Z way. So
right.
With the book, I took the process that I would use to style women in person, and I made it be something women could do themselves. So it's all about asking the right questions, having them do the right exercises, so they can arrive at those aha moments. They can arrive at exactly what they're supposed to be wearing. So then it actually does work for everyone, because it's the guide. All we have to do is take themselves through the guide, and they can have those moments without having to have some magical expert, you know, come work with them face to face.
Right. And so how can, I mean, I know this because I love fashion, but improve self-image. I mean, tell us what your thought is.
So it's all about figuring out who you are. I think the fundamental issue with fashion and style as it comes out of the fashion and entertainment industry is it's people trying to fit into a mold that's not them. Like, oh, this trend is so, you know, hot right now. Go wear it. You'll be hot too. That's not the case. You need to figure out who you are and dress yourself accordingly, then it doesn't matter where you got your clothes from, what season they are, what size you are. It's authenticity. So that's why I take this internal approach to style. So you can figure out who you are and be very comfortable with that. And then the style component becomes very easy after that.
I love it. So you kind of figure out who they are and what their personal style is for their body, for their image, for who they are, where they show up in this world, correct?
Yeah, and, you know, for their goals, really. So,
right.
You know, I love things in the woo world. I love little manifestation. You know, I love the idea of creating the life that you want. So mm-hmm. I have women think about, what do you want? What are you not getting? How can you show up in the world, not only with how you dress, but just the way you carry yourself to get what you want? So, you know, we think about style in a different way, not just to look cute, you know, or to get, you know, a boy to look at you. It's like, no, what do you want? Let's dress for
right.
that.
Not what you want to portray, or you're not what you want people to think. You want what, how do you want to feel when you show up at this next meeting or this party or right?
Yeah. And, you know, and there is always a certain degree of what do people think, not in the way of their opinion, if that makes sense, but more of, what do we need to unlock? What gatekeepers are in our way? So many women will rebel against style. You should like me for me. Who cares? But if you are trying to get funding for your company and you're wearing t-shirts and leggings, that's giving a message. It's sending subconscious messaging to people to not take you seriously. So you have
Ooh,
to care what people think.
Okay,
a little
so
bit.
Let me ask you this question. So you think, I always used to say dress for success, and obviously that's kind of what you're saying there too. But you're saying actual clothing will change somebody's response to you. Is that true?
Yes, absolutely. And you know, it's kind of like it's an unconscious bias. You know, a lot of people mm-hmm. talk about that in terms, you know, to race. And other things, these biases that have been fed to us through movies and entertainment and our childhood. The same thing goes for clothing. If you see someone walking down the street, you know, looking super schlubby, you're not going to think they're a banker. You're not going to think they're, you know, a millionaire. You're going to think, I don't know, that's just a guy in a sweatsuit. So we're connecting those dots, whether we like it or not. We're judging people whether we like it or not.
Got it. And what about the bright colors? I mean, you know, every time I wear, and like my show color is pink, hot pink. Even if it's not even part of me, my husband's like, oh, did you do that? You know? So what's your thought on that?
So in terms of color, this is what I've always done when I work with people in person, when I work with them virtually or through my book, it's what are you getting the most compliments on? I mean, I've had people do those little color, you know, theory tests on you. You're a winter, you're a summer. You know when you got it going on. When you're wearing
exactly.
pink and everyone's like, oh my gosh, you look so good.
Mm-hmm.
You know those magical colors. So it's about taking feedback from others and your own energy.
Right. I love it.
Let me look in the mirror and know you look drab.
This is true, yes. Let me ask you, how would my listeners be able to work with you, or how do we find out more about you?
Yeah, so definitely follow me on Instagram or anywhere on social media. It's at Lauren Messiah. I've got a mm-hmm. YouTube channel that's full of free fashion advice. And mm-hmm. I also, you know, of course, have my book, Style Therapy. And mm-hmm. if you want to go to the next level, I have an amazing community of women. It's called Style Confidence Collective. So it's all powerful women, and we work on ourselves, and we work on our style. So free on social media, the book,
I love
or,
it. Yeah.
Or hang out in the collective.
What are we going to find in your book? What's one tip?
There's so much in the book. What I highly recommend, it's a 30-day guide. So every day you have a new activity to do. If doing it 30 days straight is too overwhelming, you can slow it down and take your time. But every day you're going to have a new aha moment. So the way that the book begins is with my 7-day selfie challenge. So it's a really fun way to jump into transformation, really see yourself, and there's some journaling prompts attached to each day of the selfie challenge. It's going to help you get to know yourself better. So start there. Do the 7 days.
I love it, Lauren. I'm going to let's follow each other. I have some other great ideas that I would love to talk with you about. So thank you so much for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show. Please share our show with everyone, and I'd love to have you back.
I would love to come back. Thank you so much.
You got it. All right. Take care. And of course, Lauren Messiah, thank you so much for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Please download our podcast. All right. We are going to take a really quick break. And of course, when we come back, we're going to talk with Howard Scott. Stay with us. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll be right back.
Right from the start, you were a thief, you stole my heart, and I, your willing victim.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Did you know anger management is available to you? Do you live with stress every day? Are you driving, feeling stressed, possibly speeding? There are stress management techniques available to you to help you reduce stress and the risk of a court-ordered anger management class. TNT Anger Management Services can help you. The consultation is free. Call TNT today, not tomorrow, at 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255. Or go to their website at tntams.com. That's tntams.com. Glass Arts Collective is dedicated to enriching your life through creative expression. Through the medium of glass art, they make magic with their favorite material, glass. They cut it, shape it, melt it, glue it, solder it, paint it, slump it, and just love it. They are Glass Art Studio, with various classes for all skill levels, including stained glass, mosaic, fused, and painting on glass. Materials and supplies are included. Their team is dedicated to bringing their years of expertise, helping their students and fellow artisans in developing and expanding their creative talents in glass fusing, while at the same time nurturing a family-style community that can share, inspire, and support all their members. Check them out at glassartscollective.com. That's glassartscollective.com.
Carolyn Osborne of Chiron Energy Medicine. Unlock your health, confidence, and performance with the Chiron Energy Experience. Carolyn's work as an energy intuitive supports people and animals to align their core essence using her 3P, proactive, prevention, and practice techniques. By clearing your mind and body of whatever doesn't serve you, Carolyn opens and strengthens the connection to your highest well-being. She helps you and your animals learn how to be healthy and happy. For a complimentary 20-minute introductory consultation, visit ChironEnergyMedicine.com. That's C-H-I-R-O-N EnergyMedicine.com.
The Cancer Support Community helps you and your loved ones through your cancer journey with professionally led support groups, educational workshops, individual counseling, and mind and body classes. Support is provided at no cost to participants. Contact cancersupportvvsb.org. That's cancersupportvvsb.org or call 805-379-4777. Barbara Doust is a mindset strategist, business coach, author, and inspirational speaker. She can help you break through your inner ceilings so you can play a bigger game in business and life. In a short period of time, she shows you how to grow your self-worth, to grow your net worth, and introduces you to the parts of yourself that you haven't yet met. You don't get what you want, you get who you are. Schedule a complimentary discovery session today at barbaradoust.thinkingintoresults.com. That's Barbara Doust, Doust spelled D-A-O-U-S-T dot thinkingintoresults.com. Once again, that's Barbara Doust dot thinkingintoresults.com. Kim Pagano would like to invite you to stop by Missy's Cupcake and Donut Creations to enjoy the sweeter things in life. Located right here in Ventura at 2950 Johnson Drive, Missy has found her sweet spot, which includes donuts, cupcakes, cookies, brownies, and custom cake creations for every special occasion, including vegan dessert options. For your convenience, Missy also offers delivery and pickup. So you can start your day the sweeter way by calling Missy's Cupcake Creations today at 805-382-4852. That's 805-382-4852. Or stop by today to choose from Missy's scrumptious selection.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. I do want to remind everyone that life is coming back. We are going to start doing some giveaways. I've talked to all my restaurants. I'm so excited to, of course, share all the good things with you. So again, keep tuning in and keep calling in. And of course, our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And of course, follow us all the way through our social. My next guest is Dr. Keisha Gaither, and she's the MD Director, Perinatal Services, New York City Health and Hospital, Lincoln. And of course, we're going to be talking about becoming a parent in 2021. This is such a crazy time. A couple of people that had their babies through COVID. So hopefully Dr. Gaither will give us some insight on that. And of course, she is a double board certified physician in OBGYN and a maternal fetal medicine and a director of prenatal services at New York City Health and Hospitals in Lincoln in the Bronx of New York. And welcome, Dr. Gaither. Are you there?
Yes, I am here. Thank you so much for having me.
You are very welcome. And please tell us a little bit about yourself and how long have you been this kind of a doctor? This is like, you know, bringing people amazing babies into the world, right?
Yeah, well, you know, perinatology, that's basically high-risk obstetrics. You know, you have to do additional training for that. So I have been doing that for about 20 years now. And the types of patients that I see are patients, for instance, that have diabetes, hypertension, you know, HIV, you know, multiples, that type of thing.
Right, right. I've shared this with my listeners before, but many years ago, my second baby, and she was born with hydrocephalus. And I ended up losing her. She lived to be 11 months old. But so I, for all my other babies, which I'm so blessed to have three more, you know, I was always on high risk, and so I totally understand your, you know, what you do and the importance of who you are. So let's just talk about pregnancy for CDC as a risk for COVID-19. Talk to us about that.
Can you repeat the question?
I just wondered about COVID-19 now, and you know what we need to know about that.
Well, you know, COVID is a nasty little player, you know, and seems to like those conditions where the immune system is depressed. Now, there are multiple conditions out there where people have depressed immunity for whatever reason. But when you're talking about pregnancy is a condition in and of itself where the immune system is depressed. You know, the body is pretty smart in that once you become pregnant, the fetus is seen as foreign. And if the body does not tamper down its immune function, it will attack the baby. So the body naturally dampers down the immune competence, and which precludes mom to having depressed immunity. So here comes COVID. So that is the reason why there is such a push, you know, to have pregnant women vaccinated, because of the depressed immunity that goes along naturally with pregnancy.
Right. And now what about the risks of the vaccination? Is that anything to take in? So is there anything that we need to know because of the vaccination, the risks of the vaccination when we're pregnant?
Well, to date, there has not been any quote-unquote identifiable risk associated per se with giving the vaccination. I think, you know, one has to keep in mind that we have been having vaccinations for years, particularly flu vaccinations, and the methodology is the same in making the flu vaccine pretty much as it has been with making the COVID vaccine. So this is not any type of new technology. And this is not a vaccination where there is a live virus. So I want to make sure that that information is out there, because I think there might be some false information that it's, you know, this is like a live virus. You're not having that.
Right, right. Now, I know that vitamin D testing is critical for pregnant women. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Absolutely. I am a big proponent of vitamin D. Vitamin D, I think, is a vitamin that doesn't have the notoriety that I believe that it should. Vitamin D is very important in a lot of the bodily functions in a human. It's important in mentation. It's certainly important in bone development. It's certainly important in cardiovascular health. But when you're talking about pregnancy, I mean, it hits two areas. One, there is an association with vitamin D deficiency and an increased risk of preterm labor. That's the first thing. And then the other thing is vitamin D is very important in building up one's immunity. So when you're pregnant, you know, I think it's very important to have your levels checked. And you can do that by asking your doctor, or you can get, there's a wonderful website called powerofd.org, where you can get a vitamin D kit and learn about certain vitamin deficiencies and, you know, just kind of educate yourself. You want to have a level of at least 30 to 80 nanograms per milliliter. And vitamin D is inexpensive and readily available. So I really recommend that. In addition to that, in women of color, vitamin D may be naturally low. Vitamin D is made in the skin in conjunction with sunlight, and melanin inhibits its production. And so given the fact that for the most part, everybody has been sheltered at home without the benefit of sunlight, you know, and if you're of color, I really think that it's important that you know to have your levels checked and, you know, have it supplemented accordingly, particularly when you're pregnant.
And again, I just want to remind anybody that's just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way. Of course, you're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We're talking with Dr. Keisha Gaither. Let me ask you a question. Can you have too much vitamin D?
I think, yes, you can have too much vitamin D, and that typically would present itself with, you know, nausea and vomiting. But, you know, the dosages that are typically given are not one that would be conducive to you overloading unless you're taking a whole bottle at one time or, you know,
right,
daily.
Right,
right.
I've heard a lot of people take 5,000. Is that a big amount, or is that kind of normal now?
I didn't hear you. What did you say?
5,000 milligrams.
I think 1,000 to 2,000 IUs per day is sufficient. There is a dosing where you can have 50,000 units per week, but
right.
You know that is typically reserved for severe deficiency. when you want to try and get somebody up to par very quickly. But mm-hmm. maintenance is relatively easy to do. It's 1 to 2,000 IUs daily.
Okay, perfect. Okay. So let me ask you, what else can mothers do to protect themselves?
Well, you know, certainly getting vaccinated is a big part of it. Maintain your social distancing. I think there is a decrease, depending on where you are, of requiring masks. However, I think you still need to be cognizant of the fact that there is a variant. There are variants that, of COVID that are out there. So you might want to still continue to wear your mask if you're in a heavily populated area. Hand washing, of course, is very important. And then the other thing that I really like to tell my ladies, besides vitamin D supplementation, knowing that you're already immunocompromised, you know, look to diet as far as boosting immunity. You know, onions, garlic are natural immune boosters, turmeric. So if you like to cook, certainly adding those things to your diet is really important in addition to vitamin D. Just monitor what you're eating and try and eat those foods that boost your immunity. And certainly onions and garlic and turmeric are primary on the list.
Wow. Okay. So diet has a lot to do with how we are what we eat, right?
You are what you eat. I mean, there is something to be said for that statement. There's truth there. You are what you eat.
And now what about our kids? Are they what we eat? That's interesting because you have them inside you, right?
Yes, your children are what you eat. You know, when you're pregnant, everything that you do is reflected in your baby. If you're eating a lot of sweets and you know, sodas and stuff, keep in mind, what is in that? You know, you're eating a lot of chemicals as opposed to just fresh from the ground, you know, vegetables and so forth and so on. You know, diabetes runs rampant in the United States now, and diabetes can wreak havoc on a pregnancy, particularly if it's not controlled. You run the risk of increased anomalies of the baby, you know, high growth of the baby, you know, delivering 12, 13-pound babies. And the other thing, particularly in COVID times, COVID loves uncontrolled diabetics, okay?
Mm.
When we're talking about the high rate of adverse outcomes, pregnancy with uncontrolled diabetes is a recipe for a disaster. You know, when the COVID outbreak first started, I did have maternal deaths, and those deaths were of pregnant women who were diabetic and poorly controlled. It's like having a bullseye on your back.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So if nothing is to be learned from our talk together, vitamin D, and if you are pregnant and diabetic, please, please don't play with, you know, having your blood sugars be out of control, because you're a bullseye.
Right. Let me ask you, and I thank you for being here and sharing some really amazing information. What about fathers? Is there anything that you can share with fathers that are expecting?
Well, you know, in this day and age, in the time of COVID, I think it's really important for dad to be around to provide mom not only the emotional support that she needs, but also, you know, the physical support. You know, they've opened up a lot of things now where dads can come to the prenatal visits and the ultrasound. And, you know, I think that mental and emotional support is really important. Being present in the birthing area is very important, and helping to maintain those practices which keep the family safe, you know, social distancing and reminding to wash hands and so forth and so on. And if you're thinking about having a baby shower, I think one
that
thing
was
that
my
should
next
be
question.
High
Thank
on the
you.
List is ensuring that everybody's vaccinated.
And so do you think it's time to go back to kind of that?
I think in certain circumstances, certainly, if you're in a place where you can have it outside, that would be best.
Okay.
and to ensure that, you know, people are vaccinated. And if you can't be sure, and if you must have it, at least have it outside, social distance, you know, have
right.
your mask and you know, make
there
sure there's plenty of areas where you have hand sanitizer so people can keep their hands clean.
Absolutely. Dr. Gaither, how do we find out more about you? And thank you so much for, you know, being
well,
a part
thank
of
thank you. I do have a website,
show.
www.keishagaither.com. And my name is spelled K-E-C-I-A, last name G-A-I-T-H-E-R. I'm on Twitter. My Twitter handle is at KeishaGaitherMD. And certainly if you are in New York and, you know, looking to have prenatal care under a perinatologist, I'm at New York City Health and Hospitals, Lincoln in the Bronx.
There you go. Well, thank you so much. Stay well, and thank you for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
Thank you so much. You guys be
All
safe
right.
out there.
Take care, and you too. All right, we are going to take a really quick break, and when we come back, we're going to hear from the executive director of the Nissan Foundation. And again, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
Glass Arts Collective is dedicated to enriching your life through creative expression. Through the medium of glass art, they make magic with their favorite material, glass. They cut it, shape it, melt it, glue it, solder it, paint it, slump it, and just love it. They are Glass Art Studio, with various classes for all skill levels, including stained glass, mosaic, fused, and painting on glass. Materials and supplies are included. Their team is dedicated to bringing their years of expertise helping their students and fellow artisans in developing and expanding their creative talents in glass fusing, while at the same time nurturing a family-style community that can share, inspire, and support all their members. Check them out at glassartscollective.com. That's glassartscollective.com. Did you know anger management is available to you? Do you live with stress every day? Are you driving, feeling stressed, possibly speeding? There are stress management techniques available to you to help you reduce stress and the risk of a court-ordered anger management class. TNT Anger Management Services can help you. The consultation is free. Call TNT today, not tomorrow, at 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255. Or go to their website at tntams.com. That's tntams.com.
Carolyn Osborne of Chiron Energy Medicine unlocks your health, confidence, and performance with the Chiron Energy Experience. Carolyn's work as an energy intuitive supports people and animals to align their core essence using her 3P, proactive, prevention, and practice techniques. By clearing your mind and body of whatever doesn't serve you, Carolyn opens and strengthens the connection to your highest well-being. She helps you and your animals learn how to be healthy and happy. For a complimentary 20-minute introductory consultation, visit ChironEnergyMedicine.com. That's C-H-I-R-O-N EnergyMedicine.com.
Barbara Doust is a mindset strategist, business coach, author, and inspirational speaker. She can help you break through your inner ceilings so you can play a bigger game in business and life. In a short period of time, she shows you how to grow your self-worth, to grow your net worth, and introduces you to the parts of yourself that you haven't yet met. You don't get what you want, you get who you are. Schedule a complimentary discovery session today at barbaradoust.thinkingintoresults.com. That's Barbara Doust, Doust spelled D-A-O-U-S-T dot thinkingintoresults.com. Once again, that's barbaradoust.thinkingintoresults.com.
Kim Pagano would like to invite you to stop by Missy's Cupcake and Donut Creations to enjoy the sweeter things in life. Located right here in Ventura at 2950 Johnson Drive, Missy has found her sweet spot, which includes donuts, cupcakes, cookies, brownies, and custom cake creations for every special occasion, including vegan dessert options. For your convenience, Missy also offers delivery and pickup. So you can start your day the sweeter way by calling Missy's Cupcake Creations today at 805-382-4852. That's 805-382-4852. 4852 or stop by today to choose from Missy's scrumptious selection.
The Cancer Support Community helps you and your loved ones through your cancer journey with professionally led support groups, educational workshops, individual counseling, and mind and body classes. Support is provided at no cost to participants. Contact cancersupportvvsb.org. That's cancersupportvvsb.org or call 805-379-4777.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here, starting your day in a positive way every Saturday from 7 to 8. And of course, it's on the brighter side of life. My next guest is Parul Bajaj, and she's the executive director of the NISEN Foundation. She's here to talk about the importance of promoting social change and starting that conversation in our community. And she's going to talk about some of the different missions, and let's get her on that. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I do want to introduce you, and of course, we have Parul Bajaj, Executive Director of the NISEN Foundation. And you're here to talk about the importance of promoting social change and starting that conversation in our community. And so talk to us a little bit. And did I get your name right? I just want to make sure.
It's Parul. You were close. Yep.
Parul. Okay, wonderful. And again, thank you so much for joining us. Tell us a little bit about yourself and who you are.
Great. My name is Parul Bajaj. I'm the executive director of the NISEN Foundation, and I'm so thrilled to be here to share information about our recent grant cycle and the awards that we announced.
And so talk to us, why is it necessary to understand the different cultures in our community right now?
Well, Kim, as you know, it's no secret that our nation is growing in diversity. And as we are, we're seeing more and more division because people don't understand that diversity that is, you know, becoming more and more prevalent in their local communities. So I think, you know, it's very important for an organization like the NISEN Foundation to award grants every year to the nonprofits that are doing the work to celebrate and promote respect about the nation's diverse cultural heritage.
So true. And you know what? I love the way you said that, growing, because we don't want it to grow in diversity. We want it to go back to, you know, really our communities getting along and working together. And so how can people start to make a change in their own communities?
Yeah, I think change, you know, it starts one person at a time, Kim. It starts with listening and being aware of not only the broader issues and needs in your community, but also your neighbors, taking the time to engage and listen to the individuals who might be different than you and understand that, you know, once you hear their story and once you hear their heart, you recognize that we are more alike as a society than we are different. And that's the way to build community.
I agree. So which nonprofit and community organizations were awarded the NISEN Foundation grants this year?
Well, before I jump into who was awarded the grants this year, I'd love to share a little bit about our history because this year's grantees are joining a very illustrious family of nonprofit organizations that we've been giving to over the years. So the foundation was actually created in 1992. And at the time, NISEN sales and marketing headquarters were in Southern California. And it was just on the heels of the Rodney King trial verdict and the subsequent civil unrest that occurred that NISEN employees and NISEN leadership were looking around and realizing that they wanted to be a part of a longer term solution. So the company created a private endowment, which had a singular focus of supporting nonprofit partners who were doing the important work of educating about the beauty of cultural diversity and our nation's diverse cultural heritage. So since then, over the last 29 years, we've awarded grants to more than 150 nonprofit partners. And today we're excited to announce that this year's grants totaling more than $697,000 have been awarded to 28 nonprofit partners in California, in Georgia, in Texas, in Tennessee, Michigan, Mississippi, and New York.
Wow, that's incredible. Incredible. And so what is the criteria for a nonprofit that would like to apply for this grant?
For nonprofits who are interested in applying for a Nissan Foundation grant, they must be based in one of the seven communities where we award grants. So the seven that I just mentioned. So Atlanta, Middle Tennessee, Dallas, Texas, New York City, Southeast Michigan, Southern California, and Central Mississippi. And then they must also align with our singular mission of building community by promoting the value of cultural diversity. And all of that information, Kim, about this year's grantees, some of those programs that we've supported, the history of who we are and how we got started, and the grant application process can be found on our website, NissanFoundation.com.
There you go. Can you say that one more time for our listeners again?
You bet. That web address is NissanFoundation.com.
Well, I love organizations like this that bring people together and, you know, help our community. And of course, what we're talking about is truly the brighter side of life. And I thank you so much for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
Thanks for having me, Kim. It was a pleasure.
You too, and have a great rest of your day. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here today. And of course, I want to bring in our next guest. And we're going to be talking about personal finance and, of course, expert Farnoosh Tarabi, all these great names. And of course, we're going to talk about really starting the new Roaring 20s without making costly financial mistakes. She's going to help us do that.
Thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, Farnoosh Tarabi. Did I say it right?
Yeah, Tarabi. You said it right.
Mm-hmm. Tarabi. Perfect. And you are a personal finance expert, correct? And you're going to give us some tips on putting some extra money in our pocket for this summer. And, of course, a lot of us are hitting the road. And, of course, the gas prices are a little high, but we're going to do it anyways because that's one of our options and one of our ways to get out of town or actually even some stay vacations, right? So talk to us a little bit about who you are and what we can do to kind of keep our money in our own pocket. I love that.
Sure. Well, thanks for having me. Yeah. And as you described, you know, I'm a personal finance expert. I have a podcast called So Money, where I interview a lot of interesting people about their money and how they make financial decisions. And really excited to bring some advice to all of us as we re-enter the world, vaccinated and looking to re-engage, catch up with old friends, visit places that we've been wanting to visit for the past, you know, 14, 15 months. But how to do it in a financially responsible way. So my first tip is to just pace yourself. I think there's a lot of pent-up demand and exuberance, you know, for obvious reasons about, like, you know, doing all the things this summer, all the weddings, all the barbecues, all the beach trips, maybe even a big vacation. But I think it's helpful to figure out what is the experience that you want the entire summer to really capture and pick one, right? Is it reconnection? Is it relaxation? Because those are very two different things and might steer you in one particular direction. For me, it is a reconnection. So we're hosting many family and friends at our home this summer. And, you know, this is a great way to get what we want out of the summer, which is to reconnect with people and do it in a way that we still feel is relatively safe, you know, in our backyard and financially, you know, much less expensive than maybe going right. to Hawaii, for example. But that's really right. important.
I love that. You know, that's a great point right there, because we are so eager to get out and see everybody that a lot of people call it FOMO, right? You just want it all. And let's just take a deep breath and kind of just move right into this. And I love that. Pace yourself. So thank you. So what about avoiding and keeping your finances on autopilot?
Yeah, important to revisit your budget, even though it's the middle of the year, because our lives are shifting. And that's always a good time to revisit your needs and your wants. There are some things that we're going to continue to do post-pandemic. Like a lot of us are still going to be maybe working from home or not driving around as much. And, you know, I'll tell you, one of the changes that we made to our budget in the pandemic that I would even recommend now is switching car insurers. We switched over to a company called Metromile that is a company that offers pay per mile car insurance. So for low mileage drivers, this is a great convenient option and a great cost saver. And I think for a lot of us, we're going to continue to drive less, even in the post-pandemic world. And if you are going to be doing a car trip this summer, Metromile has a bonus for its customers where any miles that you drive over 250 miles are free.
Oh, wow. That's a great. Okay. That's great news. So thank you for that. Very cool. What about getting creative? Okay. I you know, it's funny. So many of us were professionals and we used to dress up every day, and that has definitely changed. And who would ever even think of like looking at our wardrobe? Talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I mean, I think about what I basically wore for the past 14 months. It was a uniform of, you know, jogging pants and, you know, yoga pants and, you know, the occasional jeans. But it's important to reacquaint yourself with your closet and remember what you actually own before you buy anything, because you may have forgotten about, you know, the dresses and the nice clothes. And the summer is
Isn't it funny to even think that we all went from professional dressing to some people, you know, just put a new pair of clean pajamas on. Most of us that had to be on Zoom had a shirt and maybe shorts or, you know, sweatpants underneath or, you know, on the bottom. It's just so funny. What a time to remember in our lives, isn't that?
Yeah. So, I mean, we are hopefully going to be in a different place with that, but I don't know. I'm still wearing sweatpants as we speak.
Me too. Yeah. I know. I love it. Yeah. I don't know if a lot of people are going to go back to, you know, the offices as much as we think they are. I think people have moved into another place.
I think you're right. And I think even if we go back to work, I think the office culture is going to be more relaxed, hopefully. And the thing I would just say about fashion is check out the consignment options as well. The secondhand websites, there's so many great affordable ways to get the look for less, and also, you know, be a little bit more environmentally conscious with the, you know, upcycling or recycling of the clothing.
I love it. Great tip. And so what about, is there any other tips? Because you came up with some really good ones.
Well, you know, we covered a lot of ground, and I think it's really important this summer that you do you. This is the theme that I'm going out with in all my conversations. It's you know, because often what steers us in the financially wrong direction is trying to mimic what we think we're supposed to do based on what our friends are doing, what the media is, you know, talking about. But if you're feeling much more comfortable staying local this summer, as opposed to, you know, planning some big trip overseas, that's fine, right? There's no one's going to judge you. And along the way, you're going to save a ton of money. So take comfort in that.
I love you do you. My daughter always tells me that. You know, my daughters, both of them, they're like, Mom, you do you. And I'm like, you know what? I will. Thank you. Yeah. Because we forget. We're trying to sometimes think that we have to be or do, and we don't. Just be you. We're all individuals, and I love that. And that's really what I talk about on my show, is we are the brighter side of life. And you've given us some really great tips, Famush. How do we find out more about you?
Well, you can go, I have a podcast called So Money, and it's every other day. It's a very lively conversation driven podcast talking to people about their money. And I'm on Instagram. But if you'd love to check out Metro Mile, and I've partnered with them, you can go to metromile.com to check out that car insurer that I was talking about. And if you want to test drive it for yourself and see if you would benefit financially, there is a free feature called Ride Along. It's in the app and the Metro Mile app. And that way you can get a sense of whether or not you would save and whether it would be worth it to make the switch.
I love it. I love it. Well, thank you so much for sharing here on the Kim Pagano Show. Please share our show with everyone. And we do also have a podcast. I'd love to learn more about you. So thank you so much, Vanoush, and have a great rest of your day and stay well.
Thanks, you too.
And lastly, I'm excited to invite on Dr. Michael Mandel. He is the Chief Economic Strategist at the Progressive Policy Institute in Washington, D.C., and we're going to find out a little bit about that. I do want to introduce our listeners to you and, of course, Dr. Michael Mandel, Chief Economic Strategist for the Progressive Policy Institute. And you're going to be talking to us about Institute's investment. Talk to us a little bit about who you are and what we're going to be talking about.
So the Progressive Policy Institute is a Washington-based think tank. We focus on growth and innovation and policies that are beneficial for American workers. And what we're going to be talking about is capital investment, in particular, the companies that invest the most in the U.S. We've been doing a report for the last 10 years that we call the Investment Heroes Report, where we sort of realized that there was no single place that people go to find out, you know, which companies are in fact investing in the U.S. And we think this is important because capital investment is essential for good job growth. This year's report was extraordinary because it was covering the pandemic year.
And,
what we discovered is that a lot of the companies that are on it were companies that were doing what they could to help America survive and thrive during the pandemic.
I love it. I love it. So who were they and which companies are investing the most in America?
So the top company on the list was Amazon, which actually invested an extraordinary $34 billion in the U.S. in 2020. We haven't seen anything like this before. Obviously, responding to the pandemic by building out their e-commerce fulfillment centers, by building out their e-commerce network, hiring hundreds of thousands of workers, and basically making it much easier for people to stay at home and have their essential goods delivered to them. We also had a lot of broadband providers, companies like AT&T, Verizon, and Comcast, that spent billions strengthening and extending their networks to help people work from home, to help people do schooling from home, patients, do home medical visits. So really spectacular stuff. And we had tech companies like Google and Apple and Intel that also invested billions in the U.S. during this pandemic. And I think this was a very digital year. Out of our top 10 investment heroes, 8 out of the top 10 were digital companies.
You know, that's so interesting because, I mean, that's definitely a win-win for the companies as well as, you know, for our community and our nation to do that because this was such a rare year that for people to stay home. And you don't think of all the people that impacted it as you're saying this, you know, hospitals or patients that needed their doctors and weren't able to see them. So, and also, you know, getting groceries delivered, as simple as that is. So I love this report. I mean, it really brings to life where we've been this last year.
And this year was truly extraordinary, and the companies on this list are truly extraordinary as well. Our top list goes down, you know, I listed a few that goes down to 25 companies, includes other companies like UPS and FedEx, includes Disney, includes Ford and GM. But the top companies, you know, were mainly digital.
Okay, perfect. Where do we find out more about this and for our listeners that want to go a little bit deeper?
Listeners who want to sort of read the report can go to our website at progressivepolicy.org, read about investment heroes, read about our other reports about the economy and where it's going, and you know, if you, people like this sort of stuff, this is a good place to go.
And let me ask you, where do you think we're going? Now that you've got the reports and all that good stuff.
Our main question to me at this point is, are we going to be able to sort of revive our manufacturing sector? Americans are buying a lot of goods. Are they being made in the U.S.? And that may be a matter, you know, manufacturers have not been willing to step up to the plate. We have very few manufacturing companies on our list. And I would say that this is a matter of policy as much as anything else, that the Biden administration has put forth some pro-manufacturing investment proposals as part of the American Jobs Plan. And I think it's going to be essential for some form of government action to help move the U.S. manufacturing sector into the 21st century and create a balanced economy.
There you go. I love it. Well, thank you so much for bringing us some the brighter side of life here on the Kim Pagano Show. And Dr. Michael Mendel, thank you for being a guest here.
Thank you very much for having me. It's been a real pleasure.
You got it. You take care and have a great rest of your day.
Hey, bye-bye.
Thank you so much, Michael. And again, we are at the end of our show. Some really great information. You never know what we're going to talk about here on the Kim Pagano Show, but of course, it's all about the brighter side of life. And of course, I always end my show with a moment of happiness. First thing to do every morning after you've done your stretching, your yawning, check out all your gifts of potential, because we all have our own gifts. And what we do is essential, and the rest of the day is made. So with that, I look forward to talking with you next week. Have a great rest of your weekend. And you've been listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna